The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Hey y'all, I am Z from HipsterPlease.com and the managing editor at GeekDad.com, and this is Radio Free Hipster, episode 78. We started today's show with a new one from Supercommuter. You heard Carry On featuring Beefy and Jeff Suffering from their latest LP, Trash World. And if you ordered the limited edition splatter vinyl release of that album from Fangamer, well, you probably have your copy in hand already too. It is an amazing record, no matter how you cut it. And that vinyl pressing truly looks as good as it sounds. ¶¶
man. That guy's got like a black belt wrapped around his black belt.
Well, you see, the problem is that this isn't shit to
strike hard, no mercy.
At the top of that set, you heard Josh Welchel with The Last Autumn's Feather from 2008's Spirit Engine 2 soundtrack. After that was my pal Glenn Case with Today is a Song, and a new one from DJ Roborob entitled Is This Chiptune? And we wrapped it up with Cobra Kai Fight Song from Thundering Asteroids. That one is from 2012's Tomorrow's Yesterday's Today, a longtime favorite of mine. This next song is an old favorite too. It can be found on the Best of Booty 2007 collection. It's More Than On Point by DJ Top Cat.
so everyone can point and jeer and also know that they're not great.
The poors can't just be married, it wouldn't just be right. Instead, we'll build a coliseum and make them fight with airsoft guns and power tools and bricks and metal tennis rackets. We'll marry off the winners of the men's and women's brackets. My white coats in the lab are working on a fancy serum to induce cannibalism in everyone that's near them. We'll mist it from an airplane on LA, New York, and Austin. And also, to express my thoughts on Cheers, we'll cover Boston. Now, in this gravy, every vegan I will smother, and then those vegetarians will have to eat each other. Everyone must work. If you don't work, you're set on fire. Unless your net worth $750K or higher, in which case I will equip you with a flame retardant suit. So when the unemployment fire bats come, you look cute. I say pharmacists can turn down customers for any reason. If you go above their head and see their manager, that's treason. I like old-fashioned values. I got old-fashioned feels, swimming holes and ribbon holes and bicycles with one big wheel. So if your local rep is lacking, don't fix it on your own. Vote for me or fall to all bald aldermen to Williker Jones. Old-fashioned values. I got old-fashioned feels, swimming holes and ribbon holes and bicycles with one big wheel. So if your local rep is lacking, don't fix it on your own. Vote for me or fall to all bald aldermen to Williker Jones.
With all due respect to my opponent, Mr. Jones, I could not hear you over piles of unpaid student loans. Every single dam is leaking, every highway has a hole. Millennials and baby boomers fight, but still they share a home. My platform offers progress, we're joining hand in hand. Violence in any form or fashion will be banned. Pronouns from now on will just be Zim and Zer and Zoob, and 30 years in Rikers Island for calling anyone a dude. No one has to work. From now on, currency will be starlight wrapped in dreams, mind in virtual reality. We'll strip away the wealth and laugh as they try to pump gas. Most popular new show now that all violence is banned. We're taking God off money, out of school and out of church. We'll tax them all and they won't fall, but at least now they'll know it hurts. Guns will go away because we'll say it makes you gay, until the gays have all the guns and melt them down on Boxing Day. Everyone must love everyone else or else we'll hate you, and that love must be questioned or else is it really equal? Everything will be more fabulous with me, my dear. Well, vote for me, testimony the victory against more fear.
I like old-fashioned values. I got old-fashioned feels, swimming holes and ribbon holes and bicycles with one big wheel. So if your local rep is lacking, don't fix it on your own. Vote for me or fall to all bald aldermen to Williker Jones. Old-fashioned value, 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 old-fashioned value.
Set to change the whole world by Grandma Porsche. While down in daiquiris, rocking floral print shorts, we met with secret agents on a 5-star resort. They wanna set the price tag high, I'm like, nah. Pop the case open and change my mind. Now I get to fly around the globe spitting out wine, and moms can tell their kids everything'll be fine.
Yeah, spin a centrifuge, chilling, rocking tennis shoes in white coats, seeing what genetics do. Sipping liquid elixir from the Holy Grail, share it with the people. Robin Hood raising holy hell. Ponytail grow back after surgery, lonely trail surgeons ask for a bursary. We don't need doctors, smoking on cigar like a B-able rocker. I remember back when they had Jimmy hats. Nowadays, if you got it bad, give me that. Rat poison got a spicy taste, let a venomous snake straight bite your face.
all day. Ultraviolet rays, abusing every substance in all the violent ways. It's straight mercury with no chase, no sweat, still ill in our own way.
We came up with a cure for everything. Found the antidote in a purple centipede. No more illness of the body and mind. Gonna spend my life spinning, gotta find me a dime. We came up with a cure for everything. Found the antidote in a purple centipede. No more illness of the body and mind. Gonna spend my life spinning, gotta find me a dime.
Feels nice to be alive, kid. Paul Mall in my lungs, I'm feeling vibrant. New energy surrounds me like a wolf pack. Medic in the game calling it some bullshit. Chop my hand, grew a new arm with some right fingers that could roll up some blue bomb. My face looks baby, 85 years and I'm still in the Navy. Yo, still no gray in my Swayze. Feel no pain, new play couldn't fade me. Stay clean, spark a bill of health. Lungs mad pink, but I spark a billion L's.
Shit, I don't even smoke, but pass it over here. Why not? Ain't no one gon' pass away here.
Nope.
Mardi Gras confetti out the car, we rockin' heavy. Bacardi popped already for a party at the telly. Who the hell a farmer, bro?
Hey, yo, fuck a Mars Relly. Call him at the deli, body parts on the telly. 10 o'clock news, probably got plenty good news. Eternal youth, call me, take a sip of Bush brew. It's from the rainforest, you ain't paying for it. Presidential order, formulating rainwater. The flora and the fauna curing all the man's problems. It's in the hemoglobin, kids will meet their grandfather.
Eureka, we came up with a cure for everything. Found the antidote in a purple centipede. No more illness of the body or mind. Gonna spend my life spending, gotta find me a dime. We came up with a cure for everything. Found the antidote in a purple centipede. No more illness of the body or mind. Gonna spend my life spending, gotta find me a dime.
Swamp Thing and Ghetto Sox have found the cure for everything. That one's from their latest, the Grindhouse 2 EP. And before that was another one from the Grammar Club. Terwilliger Jones confronts the opposition. And it all started out with a House of Pain versus Boston mashup, More Than On Point by DJ Topcat. Folks, I don't know about y'all, but I am excited. Summer's almost over, autumn is nearly here, and to top it all off, amazing new albums are dropping like every other damn day. Case in point, Nerd Love by More or Less is available today. I am really digging it, and that is why I'm going to wrap up this episode with the title track, which is also available in the form of a digital DJ pack. I urge you to hit up the Hand Solo Records Bandcamp and check them both out. Links will, of course, be in the show notes, because I am nothing if not thorough. So until next time, y'all keep on keeping on, and if you want to hit me up and talk about this episode or its songs, you know where to find me. I am at hipsterplease.com and at geekdad.com. Your source for nerdy news, reviews, and interviews, in a place where you're free to be you.
Nerd! I get it. Yeah, I get it. You gotta call people names so they fit into one of your little boxes, right? But in this spot right here, everyone gets to be who they wanna be. For real. That's how it's gonna go. Welcome to a safe space where you can talk about Arrow and still save face. Still play Pokemon Go with peeps and display taste. Talk of the Hadron Collider won't be a waste case of nerding out a term not without its own hate page. But I'm trying to turn that around like a case made. For net neutrality, casually make some great change to pop culture, transformative like a sound wave. And knock vultures that want to take advantage just to sell more widgets. Let's erase the damage and dispel poor visions. Let's embrace you being you, enhance thy spirits. All in the wake of being disenfranchised by idiots. It's physics, laws of nature they won't get. Getting obsessed with odd things with no shame or regret. Like villain lovers, who's in your top four? Lord Vader, Lord Zedd, or the Lord Voldemort? That's toxic.
You can't help but binge on the stuff that you love with a mainstream or fringe, it's toxic. To show love nowadays for the nerdy enclave, skip trends, just stay
foxy.
Yeah, without getting grabbed or stalked in your cosplay, not a tough ask.
Foxy.
Why? Cause you that, each and every day with your love for weird things made by humans. No shit, Sherlock, I watch Getarobo and I don't care if you're not. Geek with the comics, I hit up at least 4 spots. Comic-Con, Dragon-Con, MagFest, FanX. Hate the cosplayers, gods must stay on conscious. Relax. Have to watch their backs like they're trapped in a mirror universe with bearded Vulcans. Instead, be friendly with a pilgrim like Kieran Culkin. Then we all can have fun, don't panic, bring a towel. This is Babblefish for anyone who doesn't get what the fuss all about it is. Whatever that it is, Weird Al Yankovic is pushed to limits like customer service wolf business. It's more powerful being in someone else. Rogue fantasy, you know, marketers make it cool to sell. No canon, G, you ain't no nerding out. 20 side dice, throw up, figurine, hold up. We love this shit to get
foxy.
You can't help but binge on the stuff that you love with a mainstream or fringe, it's
foxy.
To show love nowadays for the nerdy enclave, skip trends, just stay
foxy.
Yeah, without getting grabbed or stalked in your cosplay, not a tough ask.
Foxy.
Why? Cause you that, each and every day with your love for weird things made by humans. Keep it weird, more than just for Austin. A saying to keep replaying to your mates and your offspring. Delaying obligations that you make's not the hot thing. But don't let life get booty with duties, cause that's talking yourself out of life. Find your muse that seems daunting, embrace it. Don't let the naysayers hate or replace it. The snuffle up against is real, like the struggle fight for muggles to add magic to their everyday lives. But don't take this as words from the prophets. Find your own orb and rocket. I am for all, for optics, inferring POCs and women. Ignore all the topics of a nerdy matter, dark matter. Like flash fast with a reply, like of course y'all, we got this. To all the fans writing romance for Kirk and Spock, to 2099 kids saying what the shock. This goes out to everyone in love with what's odd. We relate with love peeps, let's beat the odds and get
foxy.
You can't help but binge on the stuff that you love with a mainstream or fringe, it's
foxy.
To show love nowadays for the nerdy enclave, skip trends, just stay
foxy.
Yeah, without getting grabbed or stalked in your cosplay, not a tough ask.
Foxy.
Why? Cause you that, each and every day with your love for weird things made by humans.
This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.